Lord, you have been so good. You are so good. Oh Lord, you are. In my life, every day, oh Lord, you are.
It's so good. You are so good.
Oh Lord, you are.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor for that word tonight. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. If you are blessed by that message, believe that you have not misunderstood the title. In case you are here, she already amended it. In case you are here tonight and maybe your name is Rachel and you are not yet married, and they say, beware of marrying Rachel. So does it mean that nobody should marry me? No. The theme is beware of marrying before you have the time to think and pray. Don't rush into a marriage you have not thought about and you have not prayed about. When Bible characters are mentioned in some negative sense and you bear the name, it is not necessarily dealing with the identity but the characteristic. For example, when we deal with Samson, it's not the name that has the challenge. Because we have a lot of Samsons here right now who are correct people. It's not the name that has the issue, but the character of the particular Samson. Am I communicating at all? And if we talk about David is such a good person. But we also saw some things that went wrong at certain times. So please bear that in mind. Tonight, I want to quickly speak on the subject, marriage. What are you up to? That is, in your desire to be married, what are you up to? Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. The Lord bless his word. What are you up to in marriage? For those who are trusting God to be married, and for those who have already married, what are you up to? What do you want? What brought you into marriage? What are you looking for in marriage? Because people marry for different reasons. And I will enumerate some reasons that you know. First, there are those who marry because they are up to the age of marriage. I am 25, I am 26, I am 30. Getting to 35, age is not on my side. I have to marry. Two, there are those who marry because they are unable to control themselves to fulfill fleshly desires. So, there is no responsibility beyond that. They are not going to do anything beyond that. They are not going to do anything beyond that. They don't care for you beyond that. You don't mean a thing to them beyond whatever happens between you and them in the bedroom. No, they don't care a thing. There are those who want to marry thirdly because they want a change of title. I am tired of Miss. I want that MRS. Mrs. At any cost. For your information, I am Mrs. See my finger, see my ring. Fourth, there are those who want to marry because they are tired of fending for themselves. They want to marry because they need somebody to now start fending for them, taking care of them. Somebody who will carry their burden. Somebody who will sponsor their expenses. Somebody need to pay the next house rent. Unfortunately, this applies to both categories of people. There are young men whose ambition is to marry a rich girl. Or a girl from a rich family. Am I communicating? In that case, it was not the girl they married, it was their father they married. When they come and they say, I'm looking for your hand, looking for the hand of your daughter, it's not the daughter, it's you. I want to marry you, sir. To marry you. And marry your money. Did I tell you a funny story before? One young man some time ago, and he said that God sent him to me. I said, for what? He said, for so I can help him in life. I said, so what do you want me to do? He said, number one, I should give him money for ministry. I said, how much? He said, 30 million or 40 million. What else? He said, and I should give him one of my children as his wife too. Is it only money I should give you and give you one of my children? Carry me. Just carry me. See me. Carry me. Carry me, Gabadaya. Anything you want, do with me. People are bold, though. You see my eye like this. Am I communicating? So it happens. It happens on both sides. I asked a young man about 30 years ago. Okay, let's say 24 years ago. He was a manchelor at that time. Manchelor, not bachelor. A bachelor is a young man trusting God to be married. A manchelor is a fully matured man. That if he had married on time, his child should be thinking of marrying now. But he's still a bachelor. So the man was a manchelor. And I can tell you the reason why he was here. He's been a manchelor. I told him, I said, so you have not married. What's happening? He said, oh, he's looking. He doesn't want all these suffering girls. All these sufferhead kind of girls. He wants to marry a working class lady. Lady already has her car, already has her house. I said, look at you.
All right, okay, yes, I think they are yes, I should buy a car for the man too. It's part of what he had, and also I think he do. Yes, Sylvester, you are the one who brought the man. Yes, I should buy the car for him and also a 2-bedroom flat. Yes. He wants to marry me. It's me he wants to. Praise the Lord. So it happens on both sides. Number 5, there are those who want to marry to show those who disappointed them. Those wives, I want to marry you. I've been waiting since. Will you agree to marry me? Since. What have you been waiting for? I've been here since. Under 3 weeks, marriage has been organized. He met the man today. 3 weeks time. Because somebody must, he must prove to somebody that you can't deal with me like that. You will never be in that position. Nobody will ever deal with you not to be talk of being in that position. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. They want to show those who disappointed them that they can be married. So anyone who comes along, they don't verify nothing. They go ahead. Number 6 are those who want to show pity to someone by marrying them. Some marry, they want out of just pity. Where someone approach you and say, oh, look at me. In fact, I don't know, life is not fair at all. Oh, brother, what are you talking about? Oh, sister, why are you talking like that? See how I am now. When I was an unbeliever, I did an abortion that removed my womb. What is the future for me? What is the hope for me? Is that why you are talking like that? Don't worry. God is on the throne. What do you mean by God is on the throne? You are going to marry a correct wife. See me here. Who will marry me? And the brother wants to show that he is a rugged brother. I will marry you. Offering himself as a sacrifice. If God said that that is his wife, they will have children. Pastor Guji, is that correct? That somebody's womb can be removed and can still be pregnant from experience. Am I communicating? If that is the will of God, it is possible. But to offer yourself as a sacrifice out of pity, you are only digging a pit of frustration. It's not worth it. God does not function that way. You do the best you can and leave the rest for God. You are not God. You cannot be God, and you must never play the role of God in the life of anybody. Otherwise, as they threw Jonah into the water, people would have jumped into the water with him. Say, let's die together. No, that's not what God wants. The God who allowed Jonah into the water will take care of him there. Am I communicating at all? These are common things that people have passed through, and then they just pity someone into marrying. It happens on both sides. It happens on both sides. It is not pity that gives you a wife or a husband. It is God that gives you a wife or a husband. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Are you ready for number 7? Is anybody watching me from Europe and from America? Those who want to get travel document. There are those who marry because they want to get travel document, permanent residence,
or paper to settle, arrangement marriage, just because.
Oh, yeah, the man is a, the woman is a Canadian citizen, is a British citizen, is a, an American citizen. If I marry her, automatically I become an American.
Really? How shall it profit a man if he becomes an American citizen or British citizen because of marriage and signs for a lifetime of frustration? Number 8, Dr. Mrs. Enenche mentioned that there are those who marry because they don't want to disobey God, in quote. You know what that means? They disobey God is quote and unquote. Because somebody is bullying them with prophecy. Thus says the Lord, Sister Janet or Mary Onwakego. The Lord says that Brother Nicodemus is your husband. If you refuse him, you are on your own.
How many of you sisters here have heard? There are some sisters here. You are one, but five people saw vision clearly from heaven. You are only one. This one said, God should. I saw the kind of revelation, and I hear God clearly. Every time God speaks, I am more sure of it than my name. We were marching on the altar, and the angel of the Lord said to me, that is, behold your wife. Don't let anybody snatch her from you. Hold her. Don't let her go. Then here shows up another brother. You see, my own, I was on a 3-day fast when I saw heaven open. Then a paper fell down. When I picked it, it was our wedding certificate. The other one comes and says, I saw in a vision, it was very, very clear. A marriage ceremony was on. They say I should unveil a sister. And as I lifted up the veil, behold, you are the one. Five people, one person. I know of polygamy, but polyandry? With divine origin? Is God the author of confusion? Where cometh this vision from? Out of the abundance of the heart. You have been thinking of the sister, and then you fell into a personal trance. Don't let anybody use God, says the Lord, to force you into marriage. Neither allow nobody prophesy you into any kind of marriage. Because God will never ask you to marry whom you don't love. And whom you don't have any feeling and affection and nothing for. It can't happen. God cannot violate his principles. God is love. Husbands, love your wife. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. This is very, very important. Please take your seat. Having said all of that, what then is marriage about? What are you up to? This is important because in Luke chapter 14 verse 28, Luke chapter 14 verse 28, the Bible said, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. You want to build a tower. You want to build a home. You want to build a family. You want to build a destiny. God says, sit down and organize, orchestrate, calculate what you are looking for. I prophesy to somebody tonight, you shall not miss it in marriage. You see, that prophecy is a prophecy, and if you receive it, God will turn it into your reality. I prophesy to somebody today, you will not miss it in marriage. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. The devil that will divert your life and destiny into the wrong relationship is not found anywhere. For those already married, I prophesy to you a new release of marital wine, a new release of marital dignity, a new release of marital harmony is on you now.
Take your seat. What is marriage about? Number one, the fulfillment of divine purpose and destiny for one's life. The fulfillment of divine purpose and destiny for your life. Who are you marrying? Who have you married? Who are you marrying? You are marrying someone who is a part of your purpose on earth. Who is a part and parcel of your destiny on earth?
Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 18. We read it already. He said, therefore shall a man, and the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make an help meet for him. And then out of the ground, he did all that. And then the man shall leave his father and mother. Verse 24. And be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one.
The one you have married or you are marrying is a part and parcel of your purpose and destiny on earth.
If you can't imagine this man in your future, he's not your husband.
If you can't imagine this girl in your future, he's not your wife.
If you can't imagine this man in your life's assignment, If he does not fit into the picture of your life, the picture of your future, the picture of your life's purpose, you're about to step into something wrong.
The fulfillment of divine purpose and destiny for one's life.
And if you're already married, the meaning of that is that person in your life is there to be assisted to fulfill purpose. That person in your life is there to be assisted to fulfill destiny.
You bring out the best out of your wife and the best out of your husband. The fulfillment. And I said here, marry someone who is a part of your life's purpose and destiny.
When you find the one who is your wife or your husband, when you begin to talk, it appears as if you have known each other forever. When you begin to talk, there is a
reverberation. There is a nexus. It's like a brother you missed or a sister you have not seen for a long time, and you are talking because there is a divine purpose and destiny that appears to be one.
What I'm saying now is the reason why many people are frustrated today in the name of marriage.
They don't see the person in their lives. It's like a square peg in a round hole. They can't picture this person in their scheme of things yet, because it is time to be married and a man has come, let us marry.
And then before you can say, praise the Lord, I don't like the man doesn't like me, no.
The fulfillment of divine purpose and destiny for one's life. Number two is the union of vision. Marriage is the union of vision. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? It's the union of visions. It is two visions became one.
And I have said it forever. No one is qualified for your association until they are going in your direction. And this is even for friendship relationship. Not to talk of a whole marriage. That no one is qualified for your association until they are going in your direction. Two cars going in different directions cannot move in a convoy. No one is qualified for your association until they are going in your direction. And it is not hard to know what a man's vision is. Just make them talk for a while. You begin to get out of the abundance of the heart, their mouth speaks. And you begin to understand that, you know, in relationship, you can actually ask, what's your future like? What are you thinking about? What do you see your life becoming? Where do you see yourself in the next 5-10 years? They begin to talk and you begin to understand. The union of vision. Husband, wife. When you have a vision and your wife has her vision, it is called division. Division. Two visions. Number three, marriage is the synergy of energy. The synergy of energy. The pulling together of life's energy. The pulling together of life's resources. The pulling together of life's ability. And it is the synergy of energy that guarantees the fulfillment of destiny. The synergy of energy that guarantees the fulfillment of destiny. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and in verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And again, if they lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Your energy and your wife's energy poured into your family, poured into your assignment, poured into your destiny, poured into the destiny of your children. Then marriage happens. Number four, marriage is the sharing of responsibility. The sharing of responsibility. The dignity of the harmony is in the sharing of responsibility. The dignity of the harmony is in the sharing of responsibility. That is, there is something that is expected of the man, and there is something that is expected of the woman. Again, there is something expected of the husband, and there is something expected of the wife in the home. When you are talking about the woman, you are talking about matrimony and maternity. Marriage, her husband, and then her children. Right? There is the sharing of responsibility. This is what the man is to do, and this is what the woman is to do. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. Ephesians chapter 5, if you take it from verse 22 all the way to verse 26. The sharing of responsibility. This is my own. That is your own. It does not exist in marriage. And let that happen with understanding. I don't have one checkbook that is in my possession now. Church checkbook is with the church office and the accounts department. Personal checkbook is with my wife. There is nothing I have in this world she doesn't know. Except what I have that I'm not yet aware of. Do you understand? All right? And that sets me free from every manner of pressure of any sort. I'm living my life. The sharing of responsibility. I've seen where people are living, like where the Bible says the two are one, where the people are individuals and individuals sharing the same roof. It will never be your portion. It's the sharing of responsibility. Number five, marriage is the practice of love. The practice or the practicality of love. God gave marriage to us as a love laboratory, theater. The practice of love, where you prove your affection. I want to say this, and I don't want you to forget it for life. There can be love outside of marriage. For example, I love the brethren, I love my children, I love my blood relations. There can be love outside of marriage, but there can never be marriage outside of love. That this is marriage and love is not in it, it turns into wreckage. Marriage minus love equals wreckage. There are those who have wrecked themselves and wrecked other people's children in the name of marriage. You can't be nice and friendly to everybody except your wife. Are you a tiger or a lion or what are you? You can't be nice and friendly to everybody except your husband. You submit to your boss in the office, to everybody, host that to your husband at home? No. It looks like there are so many people who have misrepresented and misunderstood what marriage is all about. Never marry anybody you are not willing to love for life. Marriage will give you ample opportunity to confirm your love life. Opportunity to give, to forgive. Opportunity to apologize and receive apologies. Opportunities. He will give you plenty. It's a practice of love. My counsel to anybody: if you don't love anybody's daughter, instead of killing them, hand them back to their father. Divorce is not allowed under any condition. But this is what I believe. It is better to be alive and there is no marriage than for you to die because of marriage. A killer marriage is a nonsense marriage. And I'm not talking of physical killing. There are people who can finish their wife or husband emotionally, psychologically, mentally. This woman is a shadow of her life. This man is not a man anymore. Hypertension, ulcer, pressure, arthritis, because of a useless personality in the name of a husband or a wife. That's my belief. Nothing is by force in life. You are tired of it, declare it with your mouth instead of behaving it like a mumu. No, Jesus called somebody, say, go and tell that fox. He told somebody, say, thou fool. So there are occasions. I'm coming to that shortly. I speak these things with a passion because there are people who behave as if it is stone they are living with, not human beings. You woke up in the morning, your wife greet you, get quiet. Husband give you, even dog, they talk to each other. Do you know that elephants have language? Am I communicating? There is a way they interact with you. You are not an animal now. Beloved brothers and sisters, I prophesy to you today, help from above is coming your way. One young lady in relationship with a man, the man beat the hell out of her. They have not married yet. Black eye, bruises. What happened to you, sister? Trailer jam you? A man she has not married. Then the man is begging, please help me. This is what spoiled all my other relationships. Maybe you can help me correct it. What? I should help you correct what? You kill me to correct you? Correct yourself before you come. Huh? If the Holy Spirit cannot help you, I'm not the Holy Spirit. Correct yourself before you come. Somebody say amen. It is the platform for the practice of love. Number 7 or 6 now. The bedrock of support and safety. That is what the home is.
is the bedrock of support and safety.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9, where we read, Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and in verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not one another to help him.
When he falls, your relationship, a major assignment is to keep your husband on his feet spiritually. Keep your wife on her feet, not on the ground.
Keeping your wife on her feet, keeping your husband on his feet spiritually, morally, otherwise,
is your duty.
You don't contribute to their crash. That which you are complaining about in the home now is one of the assignments that you have on your wife. There are those who present their wives to the world for crucifixion. There are those who are primitive enough to present their wife in front of their own children, her own children, and be insulting the hell out of the wife.
What a useless existence. And every man that is here, the worst thing you can do to your children is to dishonor their mother in their front.
You don't know what you are generating
in their heart against you until they grow up.
The worst you can do to your children is to dishonor their mother in their front. In their front. If you did anything against her in the closet, they don't know. Then they don't care. But in their front. You don't understand that the bond between the mother and the child, whether it's a man child or a woman child, is stronger than the bond between the man and the child. Whether you have a masculine ego, it doesn't matter. Humble yourself and understand that. Humble yourself and understand. An umbilical cord connected them for 9 months. The woman fed her through the cord for 9 months. Gave her oxygen, or him oxygen, for 9 solid months. That connection is not easily broken. And towards it, he placed her on her breast. Suck breast for some 1 year, some 9 months. The connection is too strong to just come and say, you know, I'm the man of the house. Go and get pregnant. So you can show your power.
Go and get pregnant. Carry pregnancy for 9 months. Go into labor, deliver. Then you can show that you are a powerful man.
You can do and undo. If most men pass through labor twice. Once, I tell you, the population will end. Because they won't go to labor ward twice.
And there you are, talking to this woman that the boy values, the children. Whatever you think is your opinion, in the eyes of those children, is just your opinion. Whatever. Provided you have married that man or that woman, that which you call a concern is your assignment on that life. And vice versa. This is what... If you are not ready for this, don't marry.
That's why I'm asking. What are you up to? When you say marriage, what are you up to? If you marry a man or marry a woman, you have assignment. I mean, no matter how good they are, they come in, there is still assignment to do. I'm not talking of the one who is beating you before man. I'm not talking of that one.
Am I communicating at all? Please, I'd like you to hear it.
If we can understand this truth and understand this rugged truth, it will make the world of difference
in our lives. And the worst a woman can do to her children is to dishonor their father in their front. It is the bedrock of support, of safety.
Don't join people to attack your wife. Don't join people to attack your husband. Behave like the man who is drunk on the road. He fell into the gutter. Behave like the children of that man. And people are insulting the man there and they stood up. Don't insult my father like that. And then they arranged the man from the pit and dragged him to the house. Lay him down, cover him. When he wakes up in the morning, say, "Papa, please now, don't shame us like this in this village. Please. They are dealing with their father in the closet, not in the public.
When others are attacking, they are resisting the attack. When they get, that's how to do it. Your wife, your husband does anything, it's not you support and strengthen them and handle them at home. It is the bedrock of support and safety. That is what we are gunning for in marriage. And number 7, it is the facilitation of victory.
Marriage is the place where victory is facilitated. The meaning of that is, victory is assured where the matrimony is in order. It's assured. He said, from verse 10 of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, he said, if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe unto him that is alone. When he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if they lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. That is, whatever is fighting your wife is fighting you too. So you stand with your wife to fight that challenge. You stand with your husband to fight that challenge. The way Isaac took the barrenness of his wife as a personal matter. The Bible said Isaac went before God to entreat for Rebekah his wife. That's not what we do in Africa. If you don't give me children, I'm going to marry another wife. That was not what Isaac did. Isaac went before God, "Lord, this is my personal challenge." And God heard. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. He prayed. Genesis 25:21. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
You stand to win battles on behalf of your partner.
Nabal was almost a dead man. David had drawn his sword
until Abigail cried and intercepted premature death through the sword of David for Nabal. Victory.
Don't let that battle be your wife's battle. Don't let that battle be your husband's battle alone. Let it be a joint battle. You fight it together.
Then you win it together. That is marriage. What are you up to? Are you ready to fulfill destiny with that man, with that woman? Are you ready to unify your vision? Are you ready to synergize your energy? Are you ready to share responsibility? Are you ready to practice love? Love laboratory. Are you ready to provide support and safety? Are you ready to facilitate victory? Rounding off, this is my counsel. Number 1. Don't just marry. Possess a clear understanding and vision of what marriage is about. Don't just marry. Possess a clear understanding, clear vision of what marriage is about. If possible, look at godly marital role models. See their life, see their future, see what they do, see how they function. What you see ahead is what you get in the future. Number 2, the marriage process should be preceded, must be preceded by a high spiritual impute. High spiritual impute. Because marriage is more spiritual than physical. Again, the marriage process must be preceded with high spiritual impute. Because marriage is more spiritual than physical. If they say the two are one, that is a mystery. That's a mysterious thing. It's not a natural physical thing. Don't just rush because you saw a man. Not everything that glitters is gold. Everything inside water is not fish. Everything flying in the sky is not bird. Don't just rush. You might see the content, but the container, but you don't know the content. Fine-looking people can carry ugly-looking content. You may not know. You may see the moment, but you don't see the future. Number three, work to make marriage work. Nothing works until someone goes to work. Work to make your marriage work. Nothing works until someone goes to work. Husband, wife. And those of us who are not yet married, this is a counsel for the future. Number four, make your home the birthplace of destiny. Great destinies. In the union of Joseph and Mary, a great destiny, Jesus of Nazareth came. Elizabeth and Zechariah, another great destiny by name, John the Baptist. The wife of Jochebed gave birth to Samson. The birthplace of destiny. Let your wife be a great woman. Look at the Shunammite woman. Let your husband be a great man because you are in his life. Let your children be great children. Let that family be a fertile ground for greatness. And you know that nothing great can come out of disorder. Nothing great can come out of anarchy. There is no progress in times of war. When all you have is a battleground as a family, you have a war instead of a home, futures are minimized. Finally, make your home a safe haven for your family. Safe. Make it the closest place to heaven on earth for your family. Safe haven. Let the home be where children are eager to come to. Happy to stay. Where the wife is happy to return. Where the husband is happy to return. Don't call yourself a husband if your children are afraid of you. And I'm not saying if your children respect you. There is a reverential fear. That's different. Don't call yourself a father. Don't call yourself. I told my children, I said, anything you want, ask me. What I can't give you is either what I don't have, or maybe I think that is you are not due for it at this time. For example, if a 15-year-old says, give me a car, I can't give you a car because you can't have a car now. And I did that deliberately so that they can understand how to approach Father in heaven without shrinking back. There are those whose spiritual relationships have been affected because of their relationship with their earthly parents. They can't ask their father anything, so they can't ask God anything. Prayer is a difficulty because everything is impossible with their father. All things are impossible. So with the Heavenly Father, everything is impossible. You don't know the damage you do to your children by being a brutal father, by being a heartless warlord. There are children who don't want to marry any man. In fact, all they want is to be hostile against every man because of how terrible a father they have. A woman ran away with her children from her husband's home with two children for almost 7 to 8, 9, 10 years now. The man hasn't sighted the children. What is the excuse? The woman said her husband reminds her of her father. See? And how brutal and terrible her father was is how she sees this. Well, the husband hasn't behaved to the extent, but you remind me of my father. That's all. Don't damage the future of that innocent generation because you'll give account to God. Women, the same thing. A man told me some time ago, he said, my mother, no mortal human being can live without a woman. Hello? He said, my mother, no mortal human being can live without a woman. That is not husband or children. No mortal can live without a woman. No mortal. I'm not exaggerating. That is the word, mortal. If the person can breathe, he can't live with her. Let your house be a safe haven. If you come to our house by his message, we're just cracking jokes and rolling just laughter. I still carry my guy on my back, even though he's almost taller than me now. Yes, back. Want me to carry you? Back. Let's go. Am I communicating? Freedom, liberty. Daddy, wake me up in the night. Okay, what time? 2 a.m. Okay. Daddy, me too. What time your own? 3 a.m. That is, they don't expect me to sleep. I don't know whether they think I'm a spirit. The first time my hand, I saw knife, I think I was trying to get something and I cut my hand a little and it was bleeding. My daughter opened her eyes. Said, eh? You bleed too. But there are cases where no way. The father is coming, the child is dodging. Sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Apologizing without doing nothing. Stand up on your feet. If you have come out of that home, God is telling you, be an improvement on your history. Make up your mind that what you pass through, your children will never pass through. What your mother passed through, your wife never passes through. If you are the woman, you are going to trust the Lord. Lord, help me to have a home that is unlike what I grew up to see. And I want to announce to someone here tonight, God, listen. The other day I was telling someone, I said, I am tired of people, someone coming to me and say, I'm tired of marriage. I'm tired of it. I am not a non-entity. I can't pastor a non-entity. I am not a marital failure. I can't pastor your failure of marriage. I can't. To talk like that is a confrontation of what we stand for. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Do everything you can. Make it work. It's workable. It's beautiful. It's sweet. And if I have said anything, nobody should hear and tell his wife, you see, it was you pastor was preaching about. Everything. In fact, almost everything. No, people behave like that. One woman told me, said, after a message like this, the husband will sit her down for another 3 hours to preach out of the message. Can you just confirm that this message is particularly you? Just, okay. Point number 7, the B part. As the women will take the husband, take the tape, listen to it. You will see yourself inside. You will hear the description of yourself. Don't do it like that. You just worsen the situation. You just worsen the hostility. Love covereth a multitude of sins. You know, in love. Yes, the person is guilty as charged. But you don't rub it in. You don't rub it in. I believe that the Lord will help us. Before 2021 is over, anybody that is up to the age of marriage that is not yet settled, your correct husband is arriving. Your correct wife is arriving. Anybody that ever made a mistake and you are regretting, God will assist in correcting your mistakes. Can you say a louder amen? Everyone who has had a marital error in one way or the other, receive the help of God in the name of Jesus. Somebody will say, but how will it happen? I don't know. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Everyone who has an ancestral curse, a generational curse, anti-marital spirit that is preventing you from being established in marriage, I am anointed to announce to you that spell is broken. I pray for someone here. Everyone who is a victim of scarcity and shortage and empty handedness, today I declare that spell is broken. Every family passing through a struggle, battle, frustration, the battle is over. Everyone trusting God for a better home, better harmony, better love, it is released right now. Everyone in confusion in relationship, may God give you clarification so that you don't end with the wrong relationship. Everything that is a desire in your heart maritally, may God do it for you. Those widowed and anything like that, may God give you a new beginning. Of Jesus. What your parents suffered in their marriage, you will never suffer it. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. 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 Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. And give him the worship. Supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Was anybody blessed by tonight? Do you look forward to the March edition of this program? Please kindly inform all friends and loved ones and those watching online next time be here in person. Before I go, that Africa is filled with a lot of curses, especially anti-marital. Hardly will you see homes here and polygamy, divorce, all manner of things. I want a short 5 minutes curse breaking, renouncing. There are those who are just charging against their wife and husband without, as if it's insanity. Demonic some forces. Say, you are too quiet. You have been quiet for 5 days. Charge now. Madam,
Where's my phone? Where is, I say, where's my phone?
Be careful with yourself. That ancestral spirit say, move now. And then after, say, why am I angry with my wife? What did she do? Then after 7-8 days, say, are you a sheep? Who is the man in this house? Wake up, man. Hey! You there with your big head. Run here fast. Do you know there are people who resign from work without being sacked? And after they resign, they regret. And they have done, say, 14 times. I got a good job. I used my hand to resign. Only when I resign, I realize, why did I resign? Those are the kind of forces we contend with in Africa. They happen also in marital relationships. Man is a tiger. Wife is a tigress. Only God has prevented them from killing each other. Dr. Miss Enenche, take your position there and help. Just 2 minutes. Covenant breaking. Polygamous, all those kind of things. The anti-marital spells. Covenant breaking. Lift up your hands. Before this covenant is broken, please be upstanding everywhere you are. Before this covenant breaking is done, many of us are going to have encounters overnight, and it will translate into divine intervention in our homes. Before that covenant breaking happens, if you are here tonight, you feel like giving your life to Jesus, rededicate your life to God. Maybe you are in a marital relationship and that relationship is already defiled, and you want to lay a fresh foundation. Lord, I need help. I am sorry for starting on the wrong foundation. Anyone that is like that, pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. Beyond that, you want to be genuinely born again or rededicate your life to Jesus or have Jesus as Lord. God bless you. Give us the song. While they come, I'll give you the count of 7. Then we do the covenant renouncement. 1.
I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am
2.
Here, so Lord.
Come with your Bibles and your Bibles.
And for all eternity.
3.
I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord.
4.
And for all eternity,
Lord, I want
to know you
more.
Lord, I want to see your face. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to live for you.
I have just one life.
I have just one life to live.
And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. And for all eternity.
Yes, go ahead. Place your right hand on your chest. All right, let me pray for you on this one first. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person, Lord. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done.
Of polyandry, every curse that makes me be attracted to many women at the same time. Today, you curse of polygamy. I renounce you. I denounce you. I disconnect myself from you. You curse that makes me attracted to many men at the same time. I renounce you. I denounce you. I disconnect myself from you. In the name of Jesus. Every lack of wisdom, every inability to care for a home or to care for a family, as a man or as a woman, working against me, I renounce that satanic curse. I disconnect myself from you. And now, every spirit husband, I divorce you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit wife, I divorce you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit lesbian or homosexual demon, I divorce you in the name of Jesus. I am in the physical. I have no business with a spirit husband or a spirit wife. I set myself free from you. Now, in Jesus' name, I disconnect myself from spirit children. I will have my children in the physical. I disconnect myself from marine spirits, from serpentine spirits, from occultic covenants and satanic covenants and witchcraft monitoring spirits against my life. I disconnect myself from you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a praise. I see you clapping. Now, everybody lift up your hands. Tell God what you want Him to do with your marital life. Tell Him, Lord, give me that husband after your heart to fulfill the kind of thing your servant just preached. Father, resettle and reestablish me. For those who have had marital accidents, help me, Lord. Give me a new beginning, a new foundation. Help me with a new future. For those trusting for the fruit of the womb, let this be my visitation. Speak to God. You will be shocked what God will do. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I ask for forgiveness in situations of premarital sex and their consequences. I ask for mercy. I ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Give me a second chance to do it right. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, lift up your hands. Have you spoken to God and told Him what you want? For being here tonight, I will trust God with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, which is Worship and Wonders night, write a list of the kind of future you see for yourself, for your home, the kind of marriage you are expecting. Under it, write the date when you want it to happen. For those who are not yet married, for those who are married, what is your family's expectation? What are you trusting God for? Maybe for your children, maybe for your wife and yourself. Maybe a new level of marital dignity or marital supplies and resources. Can put it down. We shall present them tomorrow. Please, let's make it an agenda of the Worship and Wonders night. No matter how busy the night is, you will be remembered for being here tonight. And if you are watching online and you participated in this service, you can come also physically with your own expectations, and the Lord will do it for you. Now lift up your two hands now. So this is a prayer ahead of tomorrow night. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, I pray for everyone here as I take authority over every anti-marital demon, every demonic spell, demonic curse, the curse of polygamy, the curse of incest, the curse
of marital failure, marital frustration. Water spirit spells. Stop and spirit curses. Those dedicated to altars that says they can never be married. Today, that's right.
I declare your liberty in the name of Jesus. Be free! Be free! Be free! In Jesus' name!
I announce to you right now the grace to proceed and live the kind of home that God envisions and pictures for you.
The grace
to live in the home that is God's plan for your life.
Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
So shall it be. And so shall it be. And so shall it be.
And so shall it be.
Every encounter overnight that will establish you maritally, I declare it is released for you. Every strange wedding ring on your hand in the realm of the spirit,
I declare it removed, 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 removed. Every covenant with the spirit husband, the spirit wife, and spirit children, break, 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 break now. Break, 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 break. Help out there, Mahashada Gayalala. Lepe help out there, Ramanagayagada Gayalala. Hashta. Lepe rete kesika ya ya ya. Break, break. In the name of Jesus.
You are not pregnant, or you are not seeing your menstrual cycle. That attack on your fertility is arrested. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I decree that the harvest will look for you from the north and the south, the east and the west. Shikoba kata kala kama ta kala kata 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 kata. Thank you, Master. It's a new day and it's a new season for you. In Jesus' precious name, under the next 30 days, miracle relationships shall spark up. Marital wine shall be established. Whatever the enemy has used to cover your life, that cover is roasted by fire.